Welcome to Travel It Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with the beautiful and talented Anita Stokes-Thomas, my co-host. Every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and things you can eat or read on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook, blogtalkradio.com, or my website, danschlossberg.net. Tonight, in the 347th episode of Travel It Radio, our special guest is John Flanagan, Complex Director of Group Sales for the Hilton Hotels of San Francisco Union Square. Welcome, John, to Travel It Radio.
Hello. Thank you.
Well, John, let's jump right into it. Please set the stage for both the Hilton San Francisco Union Square and the neighboring Park 55 again. Mainly, how big are the properties and where are they located?
Thank you, Anita. The properties are located off Union Square here in San Francisco. The Hilton is the largest hotel on the West Coast. The Hilton boasts 921 guest rooms with about 138,000 square feet of meeting space. And the Park 55 is 1,024 guest rooms with about 35,000 square feet of meeting space.
Well, with so many places to stay in San Francisco, why are the two Union Square Hiltons the best bets for out-of-towners? Specifically, what's new and different that makes them stand heads and shoulders above the competition?
What's really unique about the properties, for instance, the Hilton has Cityscape, which is a San Francisco tallest sky bar. It resides on the 46th floor, and it's all glass. So it has sweeping views of the entire city. Basically, one of the only rooms in the room that you can actually see both bridges on. It was sitting in one area, you can see the Bay Bridge and the Golden Gate Bridge. One of handful of heated outdoor pools in the San Francisco. And between the two buildings, 8 food and beverage outlets. What's really, really unique is if you're staying at the Park 55, you can come over to the Hilton and use all the facilities and charge your food and beverage back to the Park 55. And if you're staying at the Hilton and you're enjoying yourself at the Hilton and you want to go to the Park 55, you can charge it back over, your food and beverage back over to the Park 55. So having that complex campus feel is wonderful. It's not many hotels in San Francisco that have that. Something for everyone, different types of food and dining.
Well, John, many people, myself included, consider San Francisco their favorite city for many different reasons. But for me, the cable cars have to be number one on my list. They really do climb halfway to the stars. How close are the hotels to the cable cars?
The famous cable car, Powell Street cable car turnaround, is located steps away from both the Park 55 and the Hilton Union Square.
That is really, really nice to know. And they go directly from Market Street to Fisherman's Wharf if you stay on it the whole time, or you can get off in Chinatown. They go through all kinds of aspects of the city. And, John, with so many mass transit options, including BART Underground and old-time trolley cars that go from Market Street to Fisherman's Wharf, isn't it true nobody needs to rent a car in San Francisco?
Dan, you're absolutely correct. Our hotels are centrally located, what makes it easy to get into everything, anything through the city. Hence, there's a magazine in San Francisco called 7x7. San Francisco is only 7 miles wide by 7 miles long. You can get to everything. However, if you really do want to ride in style for a fancy dinner, our concierge team can arrange a town car for a girls' night out or even a date night to the local theater.
We are talking with John Flanagan of the Hilton Hotels of San Francisco Union Square. John, I stayed in Park 55 October 21st, exactly a month ago tonight, and was amazed at how quiet that room was. I could see the city, but I couldn't hear the city. And for a downtown hotel, that was amazing and really appreciated. Was the hotel specially soundproof so that guests can get a good night's sleep?
Dan, yes, it was. It's very thick concrete that when they built that building in the early 80s, and that hotel is situated in a very unique area in the city. It's central to everything, which offers some stunning, amazing views. The location is nice because you're right the location is right because you're typically quieter than most downtown properties. This is because unlike a lot of downtown properties, we're just off Market Street and Union Square where you would typically hear a lot of the city noise. So it's a little further down the street.
Well, we know that you can get really good food in both places, as I did when I was there. I especially like the many choices, some of them international, at the breakfast buffet. So please tell us a little bit about the culinary options.
Thank you so much. Yes, at the Hilton, we have Urban Tavern, and that's our chef Sean Leon. He definitely uses local ingredients, craft beer, and wine. Cityscape, we spoke about earlier, that's on the 46th floor of Building 1, has unique cocktails, high-end wines and spirits, and of course an amazing view. We have Poached, which is our breakfast outlet that is down located on the lobby level. Urban Kitchen, that's also located in our lobby level. And also our brand new lobby bar that was done in the end of 2015, beginning of 2016. Over at the Park 55.
Food,
oh, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, go ahead.
No, at the Park 55, we also have Cable 55, too, which Chef Mary O'Neill specializes in light and healthy California cuisine. And then, of course, Ken Cow, which is our Michelin star restaurant located in the hotel, affordable and very approachable Thai food. It's amazing. And a little coffee shop on the lobby on the lower the lobby level, the Barbary Coast.
Well, talking about food, San Francisco is the home of Ghirardelli chocolate, a personal favorite, and Bowdoin sourdough bread. I love New England clam chowder and a bread bowl, an item you can find up and down Fisherman's Wharf. There are many food places, both sit down and take out, and a terrific maritime museum run by the National Park Service. But I bet Pier 39, with its sea lion colony welcoming visitors, is the top attraction. Can you share a little with our listeners about Pier 39?
Pier 39 is an amazing place. Family friendly. It's a phenomenal place to take the kids. Street performers are down there. Lots of restaurants. And what's really nice, you take a step back. You can walk to everything from Pier 39, whether you're going to walk down to along the Embarcadero, along those great restaurants that are there, over to Oracle Park, or even to our new Chase Center. Even if you look up and look at the skyline, you're staring up and looking at the Transamerica Pyramid, Coit Tower. It's just a stunning, stunning place. And it's people are very active down there. It's just a very, very, whether there's joggers running by or walkers running by, the old trolley cars even go down through there. And even the cable cars will reside down there as well.
And, John, since San Francisco is known by the city, by the bay, there are all kinds of cruises that depart from Fisherman's Bay, some to Alcatraz, which is the infamous tourist attraction. Everybody wants to see that, while others let tourists take pictures of the Golden Gate Bridge, which I love that as well, and go to San Francisco skyline. So as a local, John, what would you recommend?
I have a couple of recommendations. Definitely a must to see Alcatraz. And I would actually even tell people do the Alcatraz night tour. It is absolutely amazing. And you get to see different parts of that Alcatraz night tour that you don't get to see during the day. Like you get to go see the hospital and different things that you don't get to see on the day tour. One of my favorite things to do also as a local native is biking. Ride your bike across the Golden Gate Bridge down into Sausalito, which is right across from San Francisco. Hang out on Sausalito, go to Skomas that is over there, and then take the ferry back to San Francisco and have that skyline view with Ghirardelli and the city all lit up. It is absolutely a stunning, stunning view.
Well, since you mentioned Sausalito, I have to think of the Mark Twain quote that said, "Never have I experienced a winter so cold as a summer in San Francisco," because I remember being in San Francisco many times when it was all fogged in and maybe 60, 62 degrees, and you go across the bridge to Sausalito, it's in the 80s. I'm sure you've had that experience too.
Yes, we do. That's funny that you brought that up. Yes, Sausalito was such a little getaway, and not many people know about it, and it's such a great place to take people and visit, and it's such a cute little town, you know? It's so close to San Francisco, and you can get to it very, very easy.
And also, the Muir Woods are very close to the city.
Correct. Amir Woods is right over the bridge. Yep. About 45 minutes outside. It's a wonderful, wonderful trip over to Amir Woods. Hike and see those redwoods. It's absolutely stunning through those redwoods and how old those redwoods are.
That's for sure. I want to tell our listeners, you're listening to Travel Itch Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Anita Stokes-Thomas. Listen live on iTunes, blogtalkradio.com, or check out the archive show on Facebook. And we are talking with John Flanagan of the Hilton Hotels of San Francisco, Union Square. John, seeing San Francisco involves a lot of walking, not only for flat stretches like Fisherman's Wharf, but also up and down lots of hills. So that begs the question, what amenities do you offer for guests who want to work out while on the road? I'm asking about a fitness facility, health club, or pool, for example.
Well, we have two fitness centers. We have a fitness center at the Park 55, and we also have a fitness center at the Hilton. And we also have our pool that I had mentioned, one of the handful of heated outdoor pools in San Francisco, which is wonderful. People do swim laps there. We have at the Hilton, we have a very high caliber 2,800 square foot fitness center that has state-of-the-art pre-core equipment ranging from ellipticals, treadmills, rowing machines, free weights, even has open space for your favorite yoga pose. At the Park 55, we have our new 5 Feet to Fitness gym equipment in the room, and it's great for business travelers. So we have a handful of rooms at the Park 55 that actually have a spin bike and a TRX thing that are built in the room. So it's phenomenal for those guests that get out of bed and do a quick workout and go on to their business needs for the day.
That's good to know. But when I'm on the road, I have three important concerns about my hotel. Location, location, location. So what, in addition to the cable cars and BART station, is right outside the front doors of the San Francisco Hilton's Union Square? We'd especially like to know about nightlife, theater, music, and places to eat.
I could go on for hours with this one. So right with those to Park 55 and the Hilton San Francisco Union Square, in the sense of the location, is the theater, the nightlife, the restaurants. Right out of our front door, basically one block up the street, you have the Curran and ACT theaters. You also have the Alcatraz Theater. Currently at the Curran Theater, we have the Harry Potter that is being played right now. We have the August Hall, which is a wonderful popular music venue that's basically a block away from the hotel. In regards to restaurants, you have everything from affordable ramen and international dishes to a Michelin star restaurants on the same block. Right behind the Hilton, you have some great bars like Black Cat, Bill Graham, Orpheum Theater is another theater. King Calway, I had mentioned earlier, is a Michelin star located in the Park 55. Whether you have a $5 budget or a $500 budget, per person, it is literally right out the front door of our hotels.
There's also great shopping in Union Square as well.
Shopping, that's a whole other place. So, I mean, I noticed it meant shopping. So shopping is incredible there. Thank you for bringing that up, Anita. You have Nordstrom's that's basically right across the street. You have Bloomingdale's. You have Hermes, Chanel, Louis Vuitton, everything is basically right here within steps of the hotel. So it's, you know, whether it's one budget for one person or another budget for another person, the shopping is endless, absolutely endless.
Well, I love that. So do the San Francisco Hilton's. Well, I love the eating part as well. But John, tell us, do the San Francisco Hilton's offer any special room packages? We're wondering about a baseball tie-in, of course, and you know Dan loves that, with the Giants,
yes,
at the Oracle Park once baseball returns in the spring.
Nothing with the Giants just yet. We're still working out those details. But we do have our new partnership with the Chase Center and the Golden State Warriors. So the Chase Center just opened up this year. And currently right now we do have a special room package. We also have our skate, shop, and stay holiday package. And this includes two tickets to the Union Square ice rink, a discount at Bloomingdale's, one of those wonderful shopping places I mentioned earlier, and complimentary breakfast for children in our hotel. So we just rolled this package out, and it has been going very, very well right now. The ice skating rink is basically a block off the hotel.
You know, it's funny. When you think of San Francisco, you just don't think of ice skating. At least I don't. I mean, you see palm trees the minute you get there.
It's funny you said that. We actually have palm trees that are in our pool area. So you're laying on the pool deck. It's a wonderful view. You're looking up, and you're staring at palm trees right here in the Hilton Hotel. It doesn't even feel like you're at a hotel. I feel like you're laying on the beach sometimes.
Well, speaking of Hilton, I'm a Hilton Honors member, and I believe free Wi-Fi access is one of the benefits. Anything else we should mention?
Absolutely. Our digital key check-in. Every Hilton Honors member can use digital key. It's a check-in that we can 24 hours. You can check into your room 24 hours before you arrive to choose the exact, and you can choose the exact location of your room on your phone. When you arrive, they can use our Hilton Honors app to open their guest room door with this digital key. This has eliminated the need to stop by the front desk to check in, and it has really been something our Hilton Honors members really, really enjoy and love. And also our ability to earn points toward future stays at Hilton Honors Experience. It's a new Hilton feature where you can spend your points on different things. There's three, you know, there's the four stages. There's the blue stage, there's the silver stage, there's the gold stage, and then the diamond stage. Our diamond members get free breakfast. Our gold usually get a discounted coupon for our breakfast. But you had said earlier, but you do get the blue, the silver, the gold, and the diamond members all receive that free Wi-Fi access as one of the benefits.
That's really nice. We're talking with John Flanagan of the Hilton Hotels of San Francisco Union Square. John, I mean, everybody knows about San Francisco has earthquakes, and it recently had fires, but they're now under control, or actually out. Did the recent fires in Northern California have any impact on the hotels?
Yes, they did. Hilton has always been a leader in the community outreach within San Francisco and California. We, as Hilton San Francisco and Park 55, wanted to make sure that the families affected by this fire had a place to stay during this very, very uncomfortable time, as you can only imagine. This hotel, both hotels, offered a 25% discount off our best available rate to California residences that were impacted by this terrible, terrible fire. We had a lot, it was wonderful. We had a lot of families and groups that stayed at our hotels because of how quickly and efficiently our team reacted to this emergency.
Our listeners always, switching gears a little bit here, our listeners always like to learn a little bit more about our guests. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you were born, raised, and schooled, and how you became a writer?
That's a wonderful thing to bring. I born and raised in San Francisco. I guess they call me the pink unicorn. Pink unicorns. They're very, very rare that I was actually born and raised and schooled in San Francisco. So I love living in San Francisco. And my family currently lives in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful place to live. It's a wonderful place to grow up. The cultural diversity is rich. Every neighborhood, San Francisco's got different pockets all over, whether it's Chinatown, Japantown, the Mission District, North Beach, and you can literally walk to all of these areas right outside of our hotel. Even my home, I walk to work every day. It's such a wonderful place to be growing up and live.
And John, you left out the best part. You went to school with Greg Jeffries, who played with the New York Mets. Very good player.
Yes.
And also Barry Bonds, right?
Correct. I went to Sarah High School down in San Mateo, and then I attended City College here in San Francisco, attended hotel school, and I studied hotel law at Golden Gate University.
Well, I would love to live in San Francisco. You already do that. So where do you go when you go on vacation, or do you ever go on vacation?
They work us hard here, but Hilton is very, very big about work-life balance and their Thrive programs. I love to go to vacation in Hawaii, wonderful place to take my children and wife. And most recently, a very dear friend of mine that I swim with, got married in Paris, France, this past few months ago, and I went to Paris, France, and it was absolutely wonderful. But there's no place like San Francisco.
I would agree with that. There's that song, I Left My Heart in San Francisco.
Exactly. We were talking about Mark Twain. I guess we can talk about Tony Bennett. So there's a wonderful statue they just dedicated to him not too long ago, I think last year, up in Nob Hill. It's a wonderful statue about Tony Bennett.
Well, that's really cool. Now, John, is there anything that we haven't asked you that you would like to add?
Come visit us here in San Francisco. It's a wonderful place to have a wonderful family, and it's a wonderful place to just to be around people, and it's just a wonderful place over and all.
Well, I agree 100% with you. So how do listeners learn more about the Hiltons of San Francisco Union Square? And, of course, how do they book their reservations? Give us all the info.
Yes, you can book directly online at sanfrancisco.hilton.com. You can go through Hilton Honors. Well, most of the people go through Hilton Honors apps and book through there. But we love to see you in San Francisco, and I hope if you do stay in San Francisco, you reach out to me.
Well, that sounds good.
And I must ask you, do you have holiday packages for Christmas, New Year's week, for example?
Yes, we're working on a package right now. We are putting together that we just finished our skate shop and stay holiday package for the two tickets for the Union Square ice skating rink, and then the Bloomingdale shopping, and then complimentary breakfast for the children. That'll roll into that as well.
So, John, what are your peak and bargain seasons as a rule?
Our peak and bargain seasons. Our peak seasons would be right kind of what we're in right now. So peak season would be September, October, and it stops around in November. Bargain seasons, great question, would be the last couple of weeks in December would be our bargain seasons around Christmas time and New Year's Eve time.
Really? Most that's an unusual statement to me, because when I ask other people the question, they say that's always their peak, Christmas, New Year's week. Okay,
so, yeah,
to
Year's
ask,
Eve,
that's
yeah.
for sure. And one other comment I have about the hotel, I wanted to compliment you. I found a bathtub in my room. That is a disappearing species. I have a bad knee, and I like to soak it in a bathtub. So do you find that guests enjoy their bathtubs?
Yes, we do. Majority of our rooms in the hotel that have two beds in them will always have a bathtub. So, yes, we do. It's funny you brought that up, Dan. We do get a lot of comments from our guests that say that they enjoy having bathtubs in our hotels.
That's good to know. Okay, our special guest tonight has been John Flanagan, Complex Director of Group Sales, representing the Hilton Hotels of San Francisco Union Square. Man, that's a mouthful, but it's worth it. Thank you, John, for joining us on Travel Itch Radio.
Thank you, Dan, and thank you, Anita, very much. Hope to see you both soon in San Francisco.
Okay, I will be in touch and talk about what we talked about earlier before we went on the air. And listeners, don't go away, because Anita Stokes-Thomas has a special announcement. Anita?
Well, my special announcement, Dan, is that this is my last show as co-host, which I know that you know, but the listeners that were not aware of that. And I must say that it has been a true pleasure being your co-host, Dan. So thank you so much for this great opportunity. I've really enjoyed it. And to our listeners, I'd like to say thank you for tuning in and coming along with me on this amazing, amazing journey through the world of travel. We've had so many great guests this year, and it's been a pleasure to bring that to the listeners. So all the best to everyone. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate that too, Anita. I picked you to be the co-host because I know your work, and I know you personally and professionally, and I see you at all the different writers' events and broadcast events, and you did a great job. It was a pleasure having you, and I'm going to miss you. We will have a new co-host next year. She's already been hired for the show, but it's going to be tough to replace you and follow in your footsteps, Anita, so thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks to everyone for listening.
Okay, and listeners, don't go away, because there's one last important thing to be said. If you're thinking about gifts for the holidays, Why not my book, The New Baseball Bible, a 424-page illustrated unorthodox history of baseball? It's not only the most unusual baseball book ever published, but 424 pages for less than a sawbuck. Such a deal. Order on Amazon.com today as a gift for your favorite baseball fan or even for yourself. And if you want a signed copy, email me at ballauthor@gmail.com or send me a private message on Facebook, and we will make it happen in time for the holidays. Once again, that email address is ballauthor. That's a combination of ball because I write baseball books, and author because that's what an author is, ballauthor@gmail.com. So if you'd like a copy of the book, that's how to start the ball rolling. And that's it for this edition and this season of Travel Itch Radio. I want to thank my longtime friend Anita Stokes Thomas again, my co-host this year, for doing a great job, and I look forward to seeing her at various travel industry events. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg, along with Anita Stokes Thomas, saying thank you for your time this time until next year. Happy Thanksgiving, happy Hanukkah, and Merry Christmas to all from all of us at Travel Itch Radio. Good night.